Praise God. I'd like to introduce to you a man of God, a great friend of mine, and a leader in our ministry. He has been with us for a couple years now, and God has just been totally moving in his life. If you've been here even a couple weeks ago, he preached the message, and it was an awesome message. But tonight I want to commit to you James Phillips. If you do not know this man of God, I encourage you to get to know him. He's going to deliver the word tonight. Just want to encourage you to just prepare your hearts for a good word. Amen. Amen. Brother James, it's time to bring it.
Glory. How are we doing tonight? My goodness, that's good. I heard this one pastor, when he had the stern in him, he's like, you know, I'm just going to drop a bomb tonight. But I think that's disgusting, so I'm not going to say that. So I'm just going to tell you that I got a good word tonight. Are you guys ready? Do we have any first-time visitors in this place tonight? Dude, it is good to see you, man. And two, glory to God. Glad you guys are here. You guys got the right place. Do we love our Bibles in this house tonight? We're going to do a random Bible check tonight, aren't we? If you got your Bibles, raise it up in the air. I mean, hold it up like it's the Word of God or something, you know? Yeah! I got numbers! And the other of us, we just forgot it tonight, right? We're going to bring it next week, right? Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, I got a little preface for us. We're going to go back. We're going back to the future. No, we're going back to the very beginning. We're going back to the very, very, very beginning, okay? So God was just there, you know, he's doing his God there thing. And he decides to create angels, right? So he creates Satan. This is a good thing. I mean, just kidding. Satan wasn't bad then, but anyway, okay? So Satan, later, eventually, he gets prideful, and he rebels against God, okay? Luke 10:18 says, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And so he came to this earth. 1 Peter 5:8 says, he was prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour, you know? Okay? So there's Adam and Eve, like, bebopping around, you know? They're just chilling, they're naked and naming animals, you know, living it up in paradise. Glory to God. It was paradise. Amen, okay? Genesis 1:28 says, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea, like that was a big thing, and the birds of the air and every living creature that moves around the ground, right? So they had complete authority. Complete authority was given to them, okay? So there's Satan, right, roaming around doing his thing, and he, like, wanders upon this tree and finds him in the garden, and he's like, here, eat the apple, you know, like in that movie, I don't even know what it was, Cinderella or whatever. He's like, eat me, right? So they're like, golden delicious, yes! And so they, like, take a bite, you know, and then it goes downhill from there, you know? And so when they took a bite, what happened is they actually stole the authority that they had, and Satan took it, and he became the god of this world. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 calls him the god of this age. Luke 4:16, this is Satan talking to Jesus. He says, I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me. Satan had legal authority over this world, okay? Now, with this authority in this world, he created a system. And that is what I'm here to talk to you tonight about. I'm here to talk to you tonight about a system that he created. I'm about to uncover some of these little schemes that he's been running. Can I get amen? It's going to be good, right? Glory to God. Let's pray. Father God, I pray that you just be my words tonight, Lord Jesus. I pray that you just speak to our hearts. I pray that you will cleanse my lips tonight, Father. Cleanse my lips, Father God. Cleanse my lips, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And let this be your word in the name of Jesus. Amen. I've had some trouble having the earth come out of me, you know, my worldly things when I'm preaching. So, I just thought I'd get that covered in the name of Jesus by the blood. Okay. So 1 week from now, many of us are going to be heading out to the fair, right? Is anybody excited for the fair? Yeah. Alaska State Palmer Fair. Yeah, we going to Hicktown, right? So we're all going to, like, load in our little vehicles. Those of us with large families, we're going to cram in there, you know, all 16 of us in some little, like, sedan, you know. We'll be cruising there. We're going to go there and pay the admission ticket, which is way overpriced. Glory to God. You know, we're going to get in there. We're going to get all our food, you know. We're going to eat more food than you should legally have in a lifetime, you know. And it's all She's totally full of sugar, which is what I'm going to do, Glory. But, you know, we're going to go around. We're going to do all these rides, you know. We're going to jump on those rides, and they're going to spin us in every circular direction that you could ever imagine. You'd be, like, doing circles while you're doing bigger circles and, like, going upside down. It's all just circular, I've noticed, and it's a big old thing. But, hey, it's working, okay? And then some of us are going to go to those vendors, you know, where you play those goober games, you know, where, like, you throw the little coin and you try and get it on the bottle. Like, your chances are, like, 1 in 1,000, you know. And they got the big old stuffed animal right there. They're like, Susie won it yesterday. You can do it today. You're like, you're a liar. I didn't think that. But, and then, you know, you got the other ones where you're like throwing the blunt little arrows at the balloons, you know. They like have rubber tips on the little arrows, you know, so there's no way you could pop the balloon. You know, I don't know. It's kind of rigged. But, and then you got the shooting one. You know what I'm talking about? You know the one we got your little machine gun? I think you have to like blow away some little star. I think the point is to actually just totally make sure there's no black left on this little piece of paper. And you know what? So you go up to that and you're like, dude, I'm going to own this. I'm going to own that little star. So you get all lined up and you're from Alaska, so you know how to shoot a gun, right? I mean, obviously, right? You're like, dude, this is ridiculous. It's like from me to the wall, right? And so you shoot and you're like, and you do the whole thing and like they wheel up the target and you like circles like all the way around it. You're like, what is this? You know what? It's because you got worked by a system. It was rigged, guys. It was totally rigged. And now many of us, in our Christian walk, we're getting worked by a system. It's just like that game at the fair, you know? We've got our little weapons, our little Bible studies, you know, our little church events. And we're going to go up to like a temptation, like the booth, you know? We put our faith in, we put our money in. And so we go up to this thing, and we're like, dude, I'm going to work this. It's this tiny little thing. I got all this Christian background. And then we go up to it, we put our, you know, we just give all our faith. We're like, Lord, you're going to get me through it, right? And then what happens? We walk away that night being like, how did I just do what I did? I mean, it does not make sense because you know you had it, but then you just get worked. I mean, is anybody else feeling this? Am I the only one that this happens to? I mean, seriously, it's like these sins, it's ridiculous, right? Praise the Lord. And this, you know, this is in regards to, like, trying to beat, like, sex and drugs and all these drinking, all these problems that we have, you know, when we're facing temptation. You know, it's the same thing. You go up, you're like, I'm not going to drink tonight. You know, I'm not going to, you're, like, going to some party, and you walk away, and you're like, I mean, probably not walking away all normal, but that's the thing. You got totally worked, guys. Paul got worked. He's like, I do what I don't want to do. It does not make sense. Why is this, right? And I've experienced this over, and it's just because we're getting worked by a system. So, what is this system? I mean, I've just said system like 50 times in the last, like, you know, 2 minutes that I've been speaking. And I want to explain to you what it is tonight, okay? So, I was seeking the Lord, because I kind of realized there's something strange going on. Like, why do I keep getting worked? This is so weird. And so, I was praying to the Lord, you know, I'm like, what is this system? Exactly what is it built on, you know? Like, what's the core of it? What is the main structure of it? And I believe that he told me three things. And these three things are backed up in Scripture, and we're going to explore that later. It's going to be good. I'm really excited about that part, actually. But right now, I just want to lay them out there. And if you're taking notes, this is like a really good point to just jot down your little notepad, Niji. So the first one, these are main structures of Satan's system, how he keeps us in this world. You know, how he just keeps us in our sin and that we cannot get loose, okay? So the first one is the pursuit of satisfying your flesh. Okay? And, you know, I was thinking about this, and it's just the truth. I mean, so many things just work into this. You know, everything is about satisfying your flesh. Sex and just wanting to hold hands and just doing all these things is all about satisfying your flesh. You know, and, okay. So then you got your second one. And your second one is the pursuit of worldly power or wealth. And, I mean, we all know that. It's a constant struggle. You're like, do I go, you know, Lord's way? Do I just seek after the Lord, or do I just go do all the world stuff? You know, everything the world says is great. Do I pursue money and, you know, fame and all this great stuff? So those are the first two. So you got satisfying the flesh, the pursuit of worldly power and wealth, and the third one is pride. Now, by these three things, I'm convinced that Satan is holding tons of us captive in our Christian walk. I mean, these three things cover, if you just sit there and think about all these sins or all these evil things, they all fall under these three categories. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It just totally spoke to me. Now, see, once you get started in this system, okay, so like, you know, you sin once or something. You accidentally mess up. So isn't it strange that like once you do that one thing, why is it so hard to not do that again? I mean, it's so weird. It's like you just step into this little thing and then it's never the same after that, you know? Like once you drank that drink, why is it so hard to not drink the others? You know? It's because we're in a system. Now, see, the thing about systems, I was just thinking about, like, what is a system, right? And systems are set up. They're structured rules. And they're set up for repetition. Okay? So, like, you know, we do that one thing. And Satan, when he had authority back, we were talking about when he had authority, he created this thing that once we do that sin, automatically we're already in this little rut and we're supposed to do it again. Or he wants us to do it again. You know, once you've gone that far with a girl, it's that rut. You just naturally want to just go that way again. And you feel like you just cannot get out of that. It's a cycle of self-governing patterns. That's what a system is. Naturally, you want to do it again. Now, for me, I kind of envision it like this. Whoever's doing PowerPoint, Kalia or whatever, could you put the first PowerPoint up there? Lord, help the technical system. Lord, please, in the name of Jesus. Kalia, in the name of Jesus. We're expecting a miracle in the name of Jesus. Carissa, or somebody. Glory to God. It's coming. This is very important. It was not so much important, but I'm a visual learner. We got any visual learners in the house? Glory to God. I think I need like visual and audio and every sort of help that you could possibly get, seriously. Because I'm names, dude, I got some serious problems with names. I need like your stinking billboard of your name like flashing. I need like get the visual, the face with the thing. So messed up. Are we seriously not getting this? Carissa. Glory to God. But okay, is anybody identifying with the system? I mean, are we feeling this? Are we? Oh, that's a bad blue. Bad blue. Okay, where can I go? We're talking about how it's a set of self-governing patterns and whatnot. Okay, I'm just going to go with this. Okay, glory to God, we're going to forget it. Okay, so this is how I envision it in my mind, okay? So this system is kind of like a spiral, okay? Do you all know what a spiral looks like? Okay, if you stick your finger in there and you go like, it gets bigger, okay? That's what you're going to look at. It was going to be cooler. But anyway, that's what it is, okay? So if you think about it, okay, so picture that in your mind if you can. So once you step into that little system, okay, imagine that spiral was a timeline, okay? And it was all curled up. See, once you step in that system, you naturally start getting deeper. And you start getting deeper and deeper, okay? It's so weird. It's ridiculous. And the more time passes, the more deeper you get. And then you're looking back and you're like, I've committed, it's the same sin, but yet now I'm just like, you know, I'm 2 months in this of trying to battle the sin. I've sinned, and look at how far away like freedom seems. It seems like you just keep getting deeper and deeper into Satan's little system. And it's ridiculous, and it's makes me mad. All right. So, you know, that's how I've experienced it. So I was thinking, you know, how do we react to the system? Now, not many of us have really thought that there was a system before, you know, in this world that Satan had set up. It was kind of like an unconscious thing, but all of us have bumped into it. I mean, we've all actually been thrown into this circular motion. You know, we get into the system and we're spinning down, we're getting deeper in sin, and we're trying to break free. I mean, I can't imagine there's one of us in this room that hasn't happened to. So how do we react to it, no matter who we are, if we really identified what it was? So I've discovered that there's two kinds of people. So the first person, he veers so far from the system, it's insane, you know? So he's one of those people that are like, girls, hide, you know? Because they don't want to mess up. So they're like, guys, run, there's girls, you know? And then they go to their mom, they're like, Mom, I can't go to school. Girls are everywhere. I need homeschool, you know? So after like 3 years of begging, you know, they get with their mom and their little homeschool buddies, you know, get their little home group going on Friday nights. and they're like sitting there studying, you know, and a girl like walks by outside on the street, and they're like, holy huddle, you know, they get there like praying, like in the name of Jesus, don't let her come in. You know, it's these people that are reacting so crazy because they're like sin, and they're like, ah, and they run, you know, they're like totally freaked out by Satan, and it's ridiculous. They're getting worked by the system. They will never get anywhere in their Christian walk because they will never face temptation. They will never face Satan. They keep just seeing this stuff and just running. They're little pansy Christians. Glory to God. Oh, Lord, cleanse my lips. Cleanse my lips. Just kidding. Okay, seriously, though. Satan will keep your life captive. If you are on the run, if you're a Christian that's constantly on the run, you are getting worked by the system, and he has totally got you. So then you got the other kind, right? So they've sinned once, they messed up once, and they just, you know, got thrown into the spin, and they're like going and getting deep, and they're like, dude, I can't get out. There's no hope, you know? I'm just not even gonna try and stop, you know? There's just no hope, dude. I'm in the system. I just can't get out. But anyway, and you know what? You're both getting worked by the system. Now, I didn't come here to be like, you know, GM, we're all getting worked by the system. Okay, let's pray and go home. All right, Lord Jesus, thank you so much. No, I didn't come to do that. I came to tell you that you're not supposed to get worked by the system. You are supposed to work the system. You know what? We serve a God that is much bigger than the system. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Can I get an amen? We serve a higher authority, guys. Now, are you ready to get set free from this stupid system tonight? Don't say stupid. Ugh. Okay, I think we're going to get some people get set free. Jesus came to set the captives free. So check this out. This is so cool. I'm really excited about this part, okay? So there is actually a spot in the Bible where Jesus is bebopping around, you know, doing his ministry, and he runs into Satan's system. How sick is that? It's like Godzilla versus King Kong or something like that. It's freaking awesome. I was like reading this. I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. Okay, so turn your Bibles to Luke 4. How do I work this one out? That's pretty smooth. Okay. Are we there? Do we love our Bibles tonight? Shout out if you love your Bibles. I mean, if you love your Bibles, you just kiss your Bible sometime. No, just kidding. You don't do that, but you could. That way your face would be in it. Amen. Sorry. Okay, Luke chapter 4. That's why I only preach at GM. Okay, Luke chapter 4, verse 1. Okay, ready? So Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned to the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days. And he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those 40 days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. Now, do you remember those three little structures that we had set up earlier, you know, satisfying the flesh, pursuit of worldly wealth and pride? We're going to explore those now. We're going to see how those fit in to, and how Jesus reacted to them. I'm super excited. So here we go. So Jesus has shown us how to overcome the system. This following chapter. Yeah. Glory. Okay. Sorry, Josh. I just wanted to throw that up there. It wasn't the right PowerPoint, but yeah. Anyway, that is our youth pastor. It's good. Glory. Okay, so you remember those three things? Satisfying the flesh. Can we not put any things else up if they happen to get working, though? That'd be sweet. Okay, so we got our three things. They just get funnier. Okay, satisfying the flesh, pursuit of worldly wealth and power and pride. Okay, so we're going to explore those things. So the first one, satisfying the flesh. So if you look at verse 3, we're going to read here. So the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. And Jesus answered, bam! It is written, man does not live on bread alone. Okay. So, oh, nuts. That's a poop. Okay, here we go. So, okay, here we go. Jesus, if you look here, Jesus doesn't necessarily respond to the system. You know what? He doesn't jump in. Satan's trying to snare him into the system. Now, if you look here, what exactly does telling stone to become bread do? I mean, of all the things that you think that Satan would tempt him with, like, turn some stone into bread, that it seems like such a pansy thing to do, right? Well, it's because Jesus has been out in the desert for 40 stinking days, and he's hungry. Okay, he's starving. So Satan is trying to get him to indulge in his flesh. Ooh. So he's trying to pull Satan into the system, this downhill spiral. So Jesus is like, okay, how you like this, Satan? Man does not live on bread alone, okay? So if you look at that, Jesus, he's addressing Satan. He's talking to Satan. He's like, man does not live on bread alone. But he's also addressing his flesh. You know, he's like, man does not live on bread alone. You know, he's telling himself this because he needs this, because he's being tempted. Now, he's like, I don't need to satisfy you, flesh, you know? He gives no inch to the system. Now, Josh spoke last week about holding hands and these little things that the flesh wants and how they, you know, come into big little trees and big little seeds and trees are seeds and we are seeds and trees are trees. And it was sweet, dude. It was good. Good message. And the flesh, you see, the flesh wants. The flesh always wants. And once the flesh gets, it wants more. And it will always want more. Once you step into that little system and satisfy the flesh is not going to stay there. It's not going to be like, okay, I just got holding hands. It wants more. I mean, it just does. It's the same thing, I'm telling you, okay? So what we need to do is we need to speak to our flesh. Now, this is funny, and it's true, and it's real. So I'm going to, like, sit in the grocery store, and, you know, the Oreos are like, yum, creamy Oreos. They're like, eat me. Now, right now, I'm, like, totally getting over this huge sickness because I ate a whole thing of Oreos in, like, 2 days. I have no self-control, right? And so I'm, like, sitting there, and I'm like, I want to. I really want to. We'll just go, you and me, my room. We're just going to get to know each other. Me and the Oreos, it's going to be good, right? And so I'm, like, sitting there. I'm talking to my flesh. I'm like, no, shut up. No, shut up, flesh. You know, shut up. No, I cannot have this. The flesh is always wanting. But you know what? In a more serious matter, it's the same in our lives, dude. The flesh always wants, you know? You're like, alcohol, alcohol. I don't know what alcohol tastes like, but I'm sure it's great because a lot of people drink it. So here we go. I wish I didn't say that. So here we go. You know, and you just address your flesh. Be like, flesh, no. Your flesh wants to go to these parties? Be like, no, flesh, you got to control yourself. I'm telling you, at this stage in our life, if we do not gain control over our flesh will consume us and take us over, and we will be living for the world. Because living for your flesh is living for Satan. I mean, seriously, that is it, okay? So we need to control our flesh. So the second one, pursuit of worldly power and wealth. So in verse 5, here we go, we're going to look down in our Bibles again. The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, I will give you all authority and splendor, for it has been given to me. And I can give it to anyone I want to. So if you worship me, it will all be yours. Jesus answered, it is written. He busts out the word again. I love it. Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Sweet. Okay. So are you guys wanting to overcome the system tonight? Are you guys with me on this? We want to learn how to do that? Sweet. Okay. So here we go. I really wish I had the wireless ninja. Okay. So, okay, I love this, because if you look in verse 5, he puts the same part. He puts, worship me, and we're talking about the pursuit of worldly things, in the same little section. Did you guys get that? Okay, so he's like, we're talking about the pursuit of all this stuff, and then he slips in, worship me. It's because what happens is when we pursue all these worldly things, it turns into what we worship. Because you worship, you know, where you put your time. You worship where you put your energy. And if you're in the pursuit of all these worldly things, that is what you worship. I mean, what is idolatry? Idolatry is making something else your God. So if you're worshiping the Lord, if you're chasing these worldly things, you're committing idolatry. Adultery. Idolatry. There we go. Sweet, okay? So Jesus, he's like, no. How does he respond? No. He goes, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Now, to stay out of the system, we need to be kingdom-minded. We need to seek God first in our lives. What is God's plan for my life? You know, not what do I want to be. I want to be. Okay, I'm not going into that. Okay, we need to just seek the Lord, and he will tell us. He will show us. He will show us, okay? Especially if we're in the Word, okay? So do not chase after what the world wants, and you will overcome the system when you seek the Lord. So the third thing is pride. So if you look at verse 9, the devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. He says, if you're the Son of God, throw yourself down there, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. so that you will, or they will lift you up in their hands, and you will not strike your foot against the stone. And Jesus answered, it says, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Glory to God. So here we go. So why, I mean, what sort of temptation is throw yourself off that cliff? You know, Jesus is like, oh, I really want to do that. I can't hold myself back. The cliff, it's so tempting. I mean, what kind of goober temptation is that? Satan's pulling out these goofy things. I don't even understand it until now, okay? What it is it's the temptation of pride, because Satan was not supposed to show his godness at that time. So for Satan to want to just go throw himself off, he knows that if he did that, that the Lord would save him. Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Glory to God. So he knows that if he did that, I mean, God would save him. Thank you. Yeah, right on. So God would save him, but it wasn't the right time. He would have been stepping into his own desires to do that. I mean, when you're facing temptation, you know, Satan's like, go do this, you know, and sometimes it's just not your time to do that. And you'd be stepping into your own flesh. You'd be satisfying the desires of your flesh if you went and pursued that. And also, Satan, he's trying to tempt it with pride, right? And so for many of us, Satan's like, you know, you got this gift. You know, you can play basketball. You can sing. You can dance. You can do all these things. You got the skills. Go do it. Go glorify yourself. But we cannot do that, because we need to just glorify the Lord, because the Lord walked a humble life. And we need to walk that too. Jesus answered, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Jesus, he didn't use his goodness to glorify himself. He used it to glorify the Father, or his gifts. He didn't use his gifts or goodness, because he's Jesus. But for us, we can't use our gifts to glorify ourselves. We have to use it to glorify the Father. Now, I know I'm not cracking jokes and stuff, but because this is so important to understand, because so many of us are being swept in the system, into the system of sin that we cannot get free. And we have just delivered some ways to work the system. I mean, if you want to get set free, speak to your flesh and tell your flesh that you don't have to satisfy it. If you want to get free, I mean, seriously, do not pursue worldly things. Pursue the Lord and you'll be free of a system. Walk humbly and you will be free of a system. You know, we're to be of this world, or we're to be in this world, but not of it. And the Lord is specific about it. He wants us in here. Okay, it's important to understand. We are deeply integrated into this world. And this is where Jesus wants us. God wants us in the battle. 1 Peter 2:11 says, dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in this world to abstain from sinful desires. He wants us here. Okay. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. He does not want you to be conformed to the pattern of this world. We are not to be of the world, but in it. Yes, sweet. Okay, the world, you guys, this world is not our home. We are ambassadors here. John 17:15 says, my prayer, this is what capsizes it all. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. For they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Oh, hold on. Let me say that again. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. So sanctify them by the word. Okay. So, as you sent them into the world, I have sent them into the world. So God, he knows the battle we're in, guys. I mean, he knows it. He knows. He obviously knows. He's God. He knows we're down here struggling with all this sin, struggling with all this temptation, getting swept up in Satan's little system. But he has provided us with the tools that we need to be set free, guys. You know what? He's given this word. I have to tell you that if you are not in the word, you probably will not overcome the system. No, if you're not in the word, you will not overcome the system. That is huge, guys. If you look at the whole little verse, chapter 4 that we read, every time Satan answers back with the word of God, because it has power in the word of God. Jesus answers back. Glory. So we're talking about overcoming the system, okay? So if we are in his word, if we speak to our flesh, if we pursue God and not worldly wealth, and if we use what we have to glorify God and not glorify us, we will have victory over this system. 2 Peter 1:3 says, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge in Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them we may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption of the world. He has given us everything we need, and it's all inside His Word, okay? 1 John 5:4 says, Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Guys, we don't apply to Satan's system. It's set in this world. It's everywhere. We're going to bump into it every day. But we are supposed to dominate over it. We are sons of God. We are supposed to have victory and not fall. And by His Word and by His truth and by His power and His Holy Spirit in us, we can have victory, guys. There is a higher authority. We are sons of God. We're supposed to dominate the system. Okay. You know, right before I end, I'm going to close in a minute. I just want to say there's just this one phrase that say, or there's two phrases that Satan just gets in this world. You know, have you ever heard boys will be boys? You know, they're just boys will just be boys. And you know what? You don't ever want to say it around me because we're about to take it up right there. Because you know what that's saying? That's saying that, you know what? Boys don't have control. You know what? We're just little animals. We just don't have control over our feelings. We don't have control over our bodies. That is bad. Praise the Lord. Yes, it's working. You guys, boys will not just be boys. Boys are sons of God. We have the power of the Holy Spirit in us, and we can overcome the thing. It's the same for the girls. We don't have to satisfy our flesh. We can stick and have victory in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So if you guys would just stand up, we'll just close this in prayer. Wow, that's a big spit wad thingy. It wasn't a wad. It was spit. Okay. So you know what, guys? If you are ready, if you're just ready to just take up the fight, you know, and just... We've established that Satan has a system, and actually, I'll bet when you go around in your life, in these next couple of weeks, you're going to be like, oh my goodness, I stepped into this, and I'm getting swept away, and you will realize, you know, what's really going on. But if you want victory tonight, let's just pray. All right, you guys ready to pray? Father God, we want victory over the system tonight, Jesus, and we need your help, Father God. Father, you have given us everything we need in your word to overcome this system, Jesus. I pray that you will pour out yourself upon us, Lord God. Open our eyes, Father God, that we might see this system, Father God. That we might see Satan's corrupt plan, Lord Jesus. I pray by your spirit and by your might, Father God, we will have victory, Father God, in this city, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will pour your spirit upon us, Lord Jesus, and we will have dreams, and we will have visions, and we will do miracles, Father God, for that is what you do. Father God, we give it all to you, Jesus. We are yours, and we need you, Lord God. You are good. Thank you so much for this night, Father God. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your word, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.
Praise God. That's good. Praise God. He was clapping really, really loud. Praise God. Hey, that's a good word. Amen. I really feel like that when we consider our position here and we think about where we stand in the world system, we think about what really sets us free. I think the key point that James was communicating, I believe God wants us to walk home with, is that it's the Word. Jesus is the Word. Jesus took the keys from Satan. He has the authority. Amen. To set us free, you've got to hang on that. As you go this week, you've got to hang on the fact that your faith is wrapped into that Jesus has the authority to set you free and vaccinate you from the world system. Amen. Amen. I want to just pray a blessing over you as you actually, Joni, would you like to pray a blessing over everybody as we go? Do you guys know my wife? This is my wife, Joni. Come here. We're about to have our fourth child here pretty soon. So she is with child. If you didn't notice. Hello. October number 4. Yes, most of you wonder why is it right that Josh continues to procreate. But yes, it is okay. So you know what? We're just going to have Joni just pray over us. If you want to receive a blessing tonight, you want to go... and just go with God's just grace this week. Amen. You guys want to do that? Let's do it. Just reach your hands up and let's pray.
Father God, we just thank you for the word that you've spoken to us tonight, God. And we know that you are the keys. You are the one that sets us free from the world's system, Father. And I thank you that you took the keys from Satan and you took authority from him and you've given it to us. God, so I just pray a blessing over every single one of these that has their hands lifted that just wants to receive this blessing from you tonight, Lord God. I just pray, Lord, that you would just give them a supernatural anointing right now by the name of Jesus, that you would just help them to walk in their authority, that you would help them not fulfill the lust of their flesh, Father God, but that they would go and they would go in victory, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Go and be blessed and have a good week.